This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The sprint to pass major new gun legislation is underway at the state capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on a proposed expansion of the state's red flag law that passed a Senate committee earlier this week.
A bill in the state Senate would allow doctors, teachers, and others to ask judges to disarm people who pose a threat to themselves or others. Dr. George Turtner is an emergency room physician.
We treat the victims of these violent crimes. We are also called upon to testify in court against those who perform violent acts. What we are lacking is the ability to cry out help. This person is at risk.
Critics argued the change would add an undue burden to groups of people who may not have the time or expertise to handle it. The bill is part of a package that also includes creating more legal liability for the firearms industry and raising the firearm purchasing age to 21. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
When it comes to gun violence in schools, Denver East High School students hosted a gun violence summit at the Betcher Concert Hall yesterday. A panel of several local leaders discussed how they will address the ongoing issue of gun violence at the school. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says the community needs to listen to students more so they don't feel the need to bring guns to school.
We really need to be able to identify conflict, help resolve conflict, teach conflict resolution skills to these young people so they don't resort to gun violence.
The summit comes after an East High School student was killed near campus last month. The students also held a walkout and rally at the state capitol last week. This is CPR and KRCC. Coming up next, it's The Takeaway. We'll talk about an investigation into the Southern Baptist Church. An investigation by the convention's top governing body found that an influential group of leaders systemically ignored, belittled, and intimidated survivors of sexual abuse for the past two decades.